One small correction, you guys. The playwright's name that I was trying to get is actually Arinze Kenne. Don't know where I was getting. What did I say? Keen? My goodness. And the musical he'll be in with Michaela Cole is called Been So Long, and that'll be on Netflix. The play was amazing. I mean, there were some bits I just didn't get, but overall, some good stuff. Okay, I think that was it. Enjoy the episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of What's She On About. I'm Mitzi.
I'm Kat.
Oh, you're a nut. So you guys know the drill. This is a podcast where we chat about life, infatuations, pop culture, and of course my endless obsession with Idris Elba. I'm actually currently here in London and I'm looking for Idris everywhere.
Oh, how is that going?
Everywhere. I was in Camden today. I didn't find him.
Damn it. Hey, wait, does he live in Camden? I forget. I'm sorry.
I don't know where he lives. So I'm literally looking everywhere. It's safer for everyone. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to, we're recording this on Sunday, tomorrow, Monday, I think I'm going to go and try to check out this new cocktail bar that he's opening here called The Parrot at the Waldorf Astoria. Looks like it's going to be really posh. And I'm like, oh my God, could he be there? I don't even think it's open, but like, I feel like I still need to swing by just to see, you know, is he working on it? Like, is he coming to check on things?
Now,
I don't know.
She's Puerto Rican.
Exactly. Mira, I don't know. Linda, I don't know.
So it'll be a Monday night. And is it a bar for drinks or will there, is it like a DJ situation, like a club situation?
It's a bar, but I think they do plan on having like live music, you know, having people come in and do like small, like intimate sets and stuff. But apparently the guest list for this thing is going to be like super, 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 super tight and all for just like, I don't know, like celebrities, people with money, I'm guessing. Like apparently you could even have the bar's Aston Martin come and pick you up and take you to the bar. So it's supposed to be super, super posh.
I'm looking at pictures and this is a really cute. This indoor pool is everything.
I'm like, I have to go. Let me in.
Go by yourself. Let me in, please. Go late. It's probably, you'll probably have a better chance of getting into, oh no, go early and stay. That way, if something happens, you're there already.
I'll be there already. Exactly. It's like, oh, okay. Well, this, you know what? It's fine. She's been here all day. It's fine. All right. I like it.
I'm going. Like, she's been sitting at the bar. She won't leave. if we throw her out, it'd be poor customer service.
It really will. And, you know, I don't know what she's on about, but she's been here all day.
You just love that term. Now you guys know why we're called What She's On About.
Exactly.
To Mitzi's whim and infatuation obsession with the whole British culture.
That's right. That's exactly where it's come from.
That's, you better so do true. It. Don't front.
Yeah, no, I plan on going tomorrow. See, what's the tea? Well, what's I was going to.
Yeah, I would go like late dinner and just like linger and see what's popping. That's my advice. And if that doesn't work, if your whole London thing is soured, I figured this rival is very different from my usual picks.
Oh yeah.
He's definitely grittier, very very urban and very street.
Interesting.
And just reminded me of like my 20s, but he's really hot. In a sexy kind of way.
All right.
Who? It's a rapper. His name is Dave East. And
you know,
he's not your normal type.
I do not know the hip hops and the raps.
The hips and the hops.
Exactly. I don't know the hips and the hippity hop ways. So hang on. Let me do a quick Google.
Some eye candy.
Dave East.
He's worth a Google.
Yes. Let's see.
But I like neck tattoos.
Really?
I like tattoos.
I do too.
I don't do
the face. I take that back. I don't like the face. I don't like the hands.
I don't mind the hands.
Okay. Oh, look at this guy.
It's a snack, right?
Oh, he is a little bit of a... Oh, wow. Wait, like, I've like literally never heard of him. What does he sing?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what I was talking about.
I'm not even gonna ask me that.
His face is tatted. Why? Why did you
Did
do
he
it?
Tattoo his face?
I'm looking at it and it says like...
Oh, yo, he did.
Kari
it must be new.
3916. I guess maybe it's somebody's...
Oh, there
like
it
a
is.
A new child
but
or something.
Look at those stairs. Oh, sir. Put your eyes away.
Oh, boy. Put your tongue away, sir. I feel assaulted. What the heck? I mean, he's like staring at me through the Google. Oh, God. Sir. Yeah,
he's definitely hot. Like, if you want to have like a...
Wow. A little bad boy
fantasy
face.
About...
A little thug.
I don't know. Saving some... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
The word thug has taken on such a negative connotation. That was going to be my original description. Mm. I was like urban instead.
Right, right,
but
right.
But yeah, if you go back to like 93, no, that's too far, like 2000, this is definitely a thug, but like in a good way.
Yeah. Well, we going to reclaim
like
it.
Tim's on a beach type of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, wow. Yeah. So he's different. He's
Yes,
unlike...
he is. He is definitely different from okay, our, from... You know what?
This is a pacha.
Maybe my horizons need to be widened. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is this is actually the second hippity hop guy I've gotten in a, like 2 weeks now. Because when I interviewed Woody, his first person was Stormzy, who's also a rapper. He's a big dude.
Stormzy?
Yeah, Stormzy. He's a British rapper. That's who he suggested at first. And then he switched it to Craig David because we started talking about Craig David. But now here's our second hit. Oh, you know what? He does that staring thing.
Really well.
Really, really well. Really, really well.
Oh, I've heard of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, I've heard of his girlfriend. I think she's like a model or something.
Yeah. Dave East. Okay, sir. Well, take a closer look at you, my friend. Maybe we can put some tattoo cover up on the face.
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't have, I'm thinking that this is like a temporary, like a placeholder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sorry to offend. Maybe not a long-term situation, but you know.
But like something
for
to
the
take.
Moment. Pour le moment.
Just like
That's
a
French
snack.
For the moment.
Right? Pour le moment. A little amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche. Exactly.
That's what he is. He's not even a snack. He's an amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche.
I didn't say it right that time. Amuse-bouche. Exactly. I'm going to amuse my bouche with Dave East. Yes, sir. All right. Right.
Oh, my gosh. I know. So funny.
Such a mess. All right. Well...
Where are you? Have you eaten anywhere fun while you're in London?
Have I eaten anywhere fun? No, I really haven't. We've eaten in the hotel. I went for drinks at a pub. Oh, I felt so English. It was great. You know, Saturday night at a pub, meeting a friend, and we're chatting there, and everybody's chatting, drinking. It was fantastic. I was like, I could do this. I could do this. Love
I could drink beer. I could do a pub all day. Well, there's a restaurant called Sexy Fish in Berkeley Square.
Sexy Fish.
And that's where like the cool people go and have dinner. I think it's Japanese.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sexy. That guy Storm
Z. There
was
another place that
there.
You were gonna send me to. Oh yeah, Asian restaurant and late night bar in Mayfair.
Ew. I'm just saying. I'm providing intel from the States.
You are providing great intel from the States because you also told me about that cocktail bar that like was just named
the best bar in London or something like that.
Yeah, but that is closing soon.
Yeah, only two. And then when you read further, I don't know if you read, they're reopening just under another name. Like they're just reimagining themselves, which I thought was pretty lame.
That is pretty lame. Like why didn't they just say so? Making it sound all dire.
But, yeah.
All dramatic and shit. Jesus.
Right, like I have to go, but wait, if you're a month late, it'll be there still. It's like the best watering hole or something like to that nature.
Oh, okay. Hey, the Sexy Fish place has a resident DJ from Wednesday through Saturday.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. That sounds like an Idris type of place to hang out.
It does, right? Doesn't it sound like he would do a set?
Yes, he does that. Oh God, I hope not.
Well, maybe not. First that of all, kind of
the
music,
food
but...
picks at this place.
Mm. I missed the menu.
My list if I ever go back to London.
View the menu.
These dishes look yummy, but I don't know if you're into like seafood.
I can definitely eat seafood as long as it's not shellfish. Yeah, exactly. That's the only problem there. Wait a minute. Our reservation lines open at 9. We take reservations 1 month in advance.
Oh, damn. Mm. But you're by yourself. Yeah. So you go and you sit at the bar and see if you can order at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And then you linger.
And then I linger. It's all about the lingering,
darling.
It is. Right. Okay, should I try tomorrow night then? I don't know. No DJ. Should I try Wednesday night before I go? Problem is I'm not here much longer. And I've got a show Tuesday night. I'm going to see this show called Misty by Akeem.
What's that about?
And I don't know. It looked black as hell. So I was like, I'm going. But also, the guy in it is in that new movie with Michaela Cole, that musical that I posted on our Instagram. She's doing this musical and like a black love story musical on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is in
that's
it.
That's a musical?
It's a musical, yeah.
Huh.
You know?
At the Bush Theater.
Yeah, that's Misty, the one that I'm going to see. But the guy who's in it, I think his name is Akeem. And, wow. I had no idea Michaela Cole's name was so long. Michaela Moses Iruba O. Boikie Collinson.
Well, she's African, no?
Yeah, she is. That's true.
I feel like their names are really long.
You're right. Yvonne Orji's name is pretty long, too. She's mentioned it on... Jesus and Jollof, her podcast.
Yeah, like we
with,
have a
Lovey.
Jesus and Jollof.
Yeah.
We have a student at my job where we got y'all, and her name we call her Tommy. Tommy.
Tommy.
But her name is Alatomi Aladudaluda. Alatomi Alatomi Atuja.
Aduja.
Something like that. It sounds beautiful when you're actually knowing how to pronounce it properly.
When you say
but
it,
we all
yeah.
call her Tommy.
It's a little bit easier. I would assume. But you know what? We are, the society is getting better about pronouncing some of those harder African names like Chiwetel Ejiofor. Everybody knows how to say that now.
Right. And if you say it enough times, it kind of sticks to you.
Exactly. You just got to practice. Chiwetel Ejiofor, I believe.
Huh. Anyway, yeah. I'll buy you. If you say so. Hopefully we don't revert back to mispronouncing Malik and things of that nature, since we all seem to be going backwards.
Ugh, you know what? Tell me about it. Like, top in the ghetto action news. Top, tippy top of the ghetto action news is what happened this weekend. Our country is going down the tubes. Y'all, if I can just say one thing to y'all, is please fucking vote. Please, true. Not just you vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. Go out and vote. But then also make sure your friends and your family are voting as well. Please.
Yeah, the right way.
Please.
Because I was going to say motherfuckers. I'm getting angry.
I know.
People voted. And they voted. And I don't think they considered
or thought about their vote. Yeah. They
and
really
the consequences
didn't.
Of their vote.
They like, really, really didn't.
There you go. So if you're a woman and you don't want to be told what to do with your nether parts or anything at all, if you don't wish to live in Gilead under his eye,
right.
Blessed be the fruit.
Blessed be the fruit.
Make that change. Like
that's why I can't watch that show. I'm like, this is freaking coming, isn't it? Like,
no, you need to watch it, and you need to write down your escape plan for when that shit goes down, so that you can escape.
There's that too, because this might be a forward-looking look at our future and how we're gonna need to be able to get out of there.
I mean, real talk. It's like we're taking leaps back, and yeah. So if that's the kind of life you want to live, rationing out food and wearing green and tan, then sure, by all means, do nothing.
Do nothing and let the asshole GOP continue on their freaking march to fucking rolling us back to 1950. I don't even know what they're doing. You know, I was talking to somebody and they were saying that, like, when Trump was, when, not even, I don't even want to say his name, when 45, when the orange marmalade Mussolini was running, he put out a list of, like, the judges and the conservative judges and things that he wanted to, like, appoint to judgeships and also to the Supreme Court. And, you know, it was smart because these evangelicals who are like, oh, this is our agenda. It's like, oh, okay, if we get him in here, then he's going to do, he can make it happen. And we're going to overlook all the adultery. We're going to overlook the grabbing by the pussy. We're going to overlook the tax returns. We're going to overlook that he's a fucking bombastic, foolish goat who doesn't know how to fucking read. Or knows how to do anything, can't even freaking pronounce words like anonymous, you dickwad. No. They would overlook all of it to get what they want. And that's why they were okay with letting a piece of shit who gets laughed at the UN.
With like five baby mamas, though. I trust me, they were laughing with me, not at me.
Yeah, they weren't your laughing ass with you. Some shit. Oh my god, like I don't even, it's what, that was one of those situations where it's like, do you laugh, do you cry? We are like the fucking laughing stock of the world.
I have to say that I'm just so shocked. Clearly I don't have the words. And I'm just like, I feel stuck. Like, this actually happened. Someone let this happen. People of power let this happen. Women,
yes,
let this happen.
53% of them.
So, or even just the women who were defending Kavanaugh. Like, oh, I saw on CNN, there was a woman flanked by her daughters talking about, what girl wasn't groped by a teenage boy in high school? Yes.
Wow. I'll be like, and so the here message, we are, folks. Right. And the message that this sends,
your
with the quote unquote boys will be boys. No, boys will not be boys if you don't fucking. Like, you need to freaking control that. You need to talk to them so that they know that it's not okay. And, of course, here's the fucking president who does this.
Of course it's okay. Nothing happens. Yeah, in fact, you can become president of the United States.
You can become president, and you can be appointed to the Supreme Court for life. Yay! Yep. Oh, but wait. Only if you white and you male. Sorry.
Exactly. Gosh. I mean, facts.
Garbage. Anyway. We went a little bit out of order there.
I can't even, right? I can't even, like.
Right? It's one of those things where you're just like,
I didn't even like to bring it up because it just takes me to such a dark place.
It does. And we try to make this a little bit light for you guys so that you can get away from the evils of the world. But it creeps in sometimes.
It's literally a matter of life or death for some people. Just living, you know, being happy, just having control over their own bodies, over who they marry. Like, you know.
Just basics.
Liberty. Yeah.
Basic liberties. Basic
humanity.
Yeah, basic liberties. You know? And then, like, I just logged on to Twitter or something, or I think it was the Shade Room, and saw Bette Midler's post.
Oh, poor Bette.
Come on, Bette. You know, the thing is, I would have been like, come on, Bette, if I hadn't seen her response to people being upset with her.
But then because I saw her apology.
Because at first she was like, oh, I think that I've like offended some people, but the quote came from Yoko Ono, and I think it was true then, and I think it's true now. It's like, bitch, just roll your ass back. It's all you need to do. Like, I don't understand when people do these kinds of things, when they fuck up majorly, and they don't just sincerely apologize. Instead, it's like, well, no, what I meant was, and no, what I'm saying is this. And no, just admit it.
And usually she's an ally. And I think that, you know, I'm not going to just disrespect that, because I think that normally she is someone, you know, a woman of reason, a woman that, so I'm really just trying to
give her the benefit of the doubt.
No, she basically, she chose incorrectly.
Poorly.
That was a quote from Yoko, poorly, and that wasn't received well when they did it back then. So, she just, you know, should have done her research a little bit more. Have I banned her? No. Can she come to the barbecue? No.
Right.
She can try to send a potato salad, but we won't eat it.
We won't.
But we will. But we will. We will recognize that the attempt was made.
That she tried.
All right. She hopefully just needs to do better. Add
no freaking raisins or some dumb shit to it either.
Cashews. She'll do better. I believe in her. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you, Bet. We're all rooting for you. Yeah, so.
Hot mess. All right, you know what? That's going to be the end of our dark place that the world is in. So, you know what? Let's go to the popcorn because I've been watching some things and I want to chat about it. First of all, have you seen Quincy on Netflix?
I'm halfway through. I've seen a lot of it. I didn't realize that he's been through so much physically.
Me neither. That was shocking to me.
Aneurysms, strokes.
Shocking to me. I was like, I had no idea. The cat has not vibes. He really does. Like, I don't understand. Like, he is thriving for how much he went through and how much he's been through. Throughout his life, not just like towards the end of his life, but like that aneurysm, he was pretty young when he had it. And then to go in to fix that aneurysm and be like, oh, wait, there's another one on the other side?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. I also didn't know that Frank Sinatra could have been invited to the barbecue with he did to sort of like, I mean, the fact that people like Lena Horne. And what's that other? Sammy Davis Jr. Were performing in these Las Vegas hotels, yet still had to go stay like off the strip in these, you know, fucked up black only hotels and all the rest of it. Like, I mean,
we don't know that they were fucked up, but they were black only.
Okay, well, yes, that's true. Probably.
I don't want
the
idea that because of black, then it was trash. No, but right. They had to be inconvenient.
It was like a black only one in terms of like, we're relegating you to over there.
Right. This space.
Right. And so I don't think it was run by black folks at that time. I think it was run by white folks that were just like, they can just have whatever. But neither here nor there, Frank Sinatra.
That would be so fucked up, but go ahead.
I just like that. You know, when people talk about being an ally and like actually sacrificing something, what can you do? He did something. Yeah. He was like, if you don't want them, then I guess you ain't gonna have me.
Right.
Love
right,
that.
Right. Right.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah, I did pick up that tidbit.
I just you forget how much he's touched and made. Mm-hmm. First of all, I love the fact that like, you know, he did like orchestration. Like he put it wasn't just like producing, you know, this beat in the studio, that beat in the studio. I mean, he's done that too, but he works with like real artists and it's just fantastic. And
like
then I just did
people with musicianship.
Exactly.
And I like how the Off the Wall album, which is my favorite. Like, I mean, I love most of Michael Jackson's album, but Off the Wall was my favorite. Yeah. I like how that was like in his his latter years.
Right.
Like people also always think of him as working with Michael Jackson, Thriller, Off the Wall, but before that, he was
so much
more accomplished as well.
He did
I like
so
how
much.
That dope ass album that broke records and is historical essentially was just
the number
in
one.
The later years, because he had done so many other things in jazz and
with other artists like the Ray Charles, Leslie Gore.
He certainly has a type, by the way.
Yes, he does. That he does.
He certainly likes the Beckys.
Although I have to say, you didn't watch the whole thing though, right?
No, I'm not done. I'm almost done.
Oh, okay. Because towards the end, there's a scene from like a more recent scene of them doing Thanksgiving where like all the ex-wives and ex-girlfriends are there, but his current girlfriend is black and I think African. Yeah.
Oh, he came to Jesus, honey. He came home. Well, always welcome you home.
Of course. Of course. I didn't know that he did the Sanford and Son theme song.
Yes.
Right? Wasn't that great?
That song is a jam.
You know what I'm saying? It bumps. Oh, yes. Yeah, that song bumps. Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great documentary. I think Rashida Jones did a great job with her co-director, Alan Horn. I mean, she definitely was able to get footage and talk to him and, right. and have those moments that like nobody else can do. You know, maybe another son or daughter could have, but just amazing.
She did good by him and his story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, he likes to pick a party too.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was Wynton Marsalis. Was it Wynton Marsalis? He was like, yeah, I can't keep up with this guy. He's like, no, brother, you know.
Herbie Hancock was in it as well. You know, and so was Dancing on the Ceiling. What's his name? Lionel Richie? That's it, Lionel Richie. I think Lionel Richie was also saying he can't hang with him.
Yeah, no one can. He goes in.
Yes, he does.
Whew. I love that.
Had to slow down, but ugh.
I love that.
And then I also love that he was like going all over the world teaching and, you know, just doing his
mentoring.
Yes, exactly. His mentoring and stuff. And then opening that museum that he did, which I'm blanking on the name of. Oh, back when we had a real president.
Oh, the African American Museum? I wanted to try to go there this weekend, actually.
Nothing doing?
Since I had the day off. It didn't work out logistically, even though the only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. I did have the day off.
I like that. I do like that.
So, I did not have...
the opportunity.
Yeah, but that's on my list. Like, I want to do that this... Well, probably soon, like within the next soon.
Yeah, that sounds good. It'd be good for the youngin to see as well.
Oh yeah.
So another show that I've been watching, this one's actually on Amazon, called Forever with Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen.
I watched it.
You did? So what did you think? Okay, first of all, we're gonna have spoilers, guys. So
yeah,
I'll make a note to put what time this conversation starts and what time it ends in case you don't want to be spoiled on the premise and the show Forever on Amazon Prime. Now. Okay. So what did you think?
I love Maya Rudolph. Mm-hmm. I think Fred Armisen, I like him, but he's very weird to me.
He's a very odd actor. He's
very strange. And I feel like he's always, like, I feel like in real life he's strange too.
He plays that type very well, and I think it's probably a strength for him.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I love him in Portlandia, and he makes me laugh.
Oh, I never saw Portlandia.
Oh my God, you would die. It's so funny. And sometimes he plays a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway. Like a woman, or like a man dressed as a woman?
No, a woman. Woman.
Oh, nice. Because
it's like different little short episodes within an episode.
Okay.
So he plays a woman who owns a bookstore, like Earthy Crunchy. It's funny. I watched it. I binge watched it, actually.
Me too.
The episodes are pretty short.
They are pretty short.
And I was not expecting it to be what it was.
I was so surprised. Like, I didn't understand because they were very cagey. They're very, very cagey in describing the show.
What the show is about.
Yeah. Right, exactly what the show is about. It's about a couple and things change for them and that's all they tell you. And so you watch the first episode and you're like, okay, this is interesting. They're just going about showing their little routine over and over and over again. And then, wait, what happens to Fred Armisen at the end of the first one? And at first I thought it was like a joke or something, like a dream. And then the second episode starts and no, he's gone. He's dead.
Yeah, yeah. He bit the big one.
He bit the big one. And then you're like, wait, what? So then at the end of the second
And I was
one,
just like, oh, okay, this is cool. Like, she's the lead of her own show.
Right.
I think she's hilarious. She's,
I thought
like,
the
underrated.
Same thing.
I'm like, she's going to have her own show. That's great. I'm into this.
I also
Maya
thought,
Rudolph,
right.
Impress me.
And then I thought to myself, oh, that's interesting. Why did they put that it was
put
Fred
him.
Armisen and Maya Rudolph if it was just going to be a Maya Rudolph show?
Right. And then you watch that other episode and you're like,
episode two, and you're like, wait, she choked on a freaking macadamia nut?
How random. Like, no one knew the Heimlich.
I know.
She's going to give herself the Heimlich with the backseat of the plane. Like,
but hello, what about all the stewards and stewardess that are just looking at her, just like looking at her like she's crazy and not like helping her? So bizarre.
Watching
like,
her die.
That shouldn't have been the way she died.
Like, no.
You know what? You know
no,
what?
I'm kidding. I don't know why, but yeah, so she's dead.
I was disappointed that they did it that way. I think if they were going to do it, they should have done it, like, more plausible. That plane crash.
Yeah, like her friend killed her or something.
Something. But anyway.
Or she drank too much. Anyway.
So, you know, it was interesting because I think in the first episode or the second episode, she realizes that she was in this routine with her husband, and she wasn't
right.
really happy.
So she was miserable, yeah.
Right, and she was like, okay, here's my opportunity for a new chance. And then she ends up dying, and right. lo and behold, who's there? Her husband.
Him.
Yes.
Which is why I'm like, what kind of hell is this? Where she's like stuck with him.
Forever.
I'm like, this is
hence
not
the
like,
name.
Exactly, forever. And it's like, he's the same boring...
Yeah.
He's even more boring because you don't have anything to deviate. Like, you can't deviate from your day. You can't, like, go to work and not be around him. And
right.
I know she loved him, but it was clearly like, dude, I can't. And everything
was
so safe.
Also stifling her, it seems, you know, from doing
right.
anything
things
and everything.
That were not normal.
Right, exactly.
The norm.
Anything that she would want to try and even do. I just found it.
But in his defense, the one time he did
premise.
Do something that she wanted to do, he died. So, I was like, I couldn't.
That's
that
true.
I didn't miss the irony in that. if ever there was
there.
An argument for like the mundane and the repeating of certain things and
right,
not straying from the norm,
exactly.
He would win. He's like, yeah, but I did that and I died. There you
so,
go. I embraced
go.
It fully. Took
I tried.
And
exactly. So nothing doing. I don't know. I just think it's a very interesting premise. And in this day and age of rebooting everything and their fucking
yeah.
mama, I just like
yeah.
the idea of a brand new, fresh premise.
Concept, yeah.
I mean, they
true.
Fucking rebooted Murphy Brown.
What is that?
Grace.
I thought that was a mistake.
No, it wasn't a mistake.
I
they rebooted it. Nah. It's already like 2-3 episodes
but
in.
But isn't it like 30 years later? Later, excuse me.
Pretty much.
I'm thinking. So how did they even do? I thought it was like a guest spot.
Nah,
like,
man.
Not guest spot. Like,
mm-mm.
oh, one night only.
Nope.
For old
it
time's
is,
sake.
It is
just
back.
To make a statement. Let's
her
bring her
entire
back.
All-white cast is back. And she's added her
nothing's
son as
there.
Exactly. She's added her son as well. So like that son.
Nepotism.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The son that she's added, that she had at like towards the end of the
her
life
show.
of the show,
right.
the son she had on the
it's
show,
back.
I should say, yeah. And so basically, someone asked her to like revive her show on their fake network, and her son is working for a rival
network,
almost like Fox, but I think they call it the Wolf or something
mm-hmm.
instead of Fox. Called the Wolf.
So
and,
she's like more white people talking mm, about white like the things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
their
so,
outrage.
And so the two of them have like rival shows going on at the exact same time slot. Oh, they did add a little bit of color. There's an Indian social media manager.
Of course, it's tech related. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's what Indians do.
Mm-hmm.
They only they're IT and social media. Yeah, total sense.
Yeah.
They might add a gay anchor to make it. It's like I appreciate your liberal mindset and your outrage, but you're perpetuating the same nonsense that we're trying to fight against. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Murphy Brown? Anywho, la la. Needless to say, I'm not watching.
Yeah.
I forgot. I legit thought it was like a 1-hour special, like a.
That's what they should have done.
Show?
Yeah, that's what
that
they should have done.
Cute.
That could have been cute. But no, I'm just so sick of the revivals. Like, they're reviving everything. And I'm like, okay, how much longer until we have a Friends revival? Until
oh,
we
God.
Have an ER revival? Like, I'm tired. Like,
I mean, if they're going to revive something, they need to revive Girlfriends.
That would be good.
They need to do a mashup between Insecure and Girlfriend. I think I saw something online where Joan from Girlfriends met Molly.
Oh, that would
have been dope.
Yes.
They need to, you know what show they need to bring back? Even though Queen Latifah is on a show that I like called
Living
Stars.
Single.
Yes, I love that. Like, I miss Maxine.
Yes.
That
oh, she's great.
I really liked her.
But did you saw her? She was on the show within a show on Insecure, right? You saw that?
Oh, that's right. That's
Kevin.
She's on my mind. I was like, yeah, I'm going to say yes, Kevin. Bring back Martin. No, don't bring Martin back.
All I'm saying is there are so many, there are clearly so many talented artists and writers out there. Yeah. Like, work with them. Like, yeah. We know Yvonne Orji is sitting on a great premise for a new show called First Gen. And that's about, like, a first-generation, I think, Nigerian girl who, you know, is just dealing with being a first-generation Nigerian woman. Like, that's a brand-new show.
Right.
And so many people can relate to that. And so many people can relate to that. And you don't have to be African. You can be Haitian. You can be Trinidadian. You can be Chinese. You can be Asian. You can be Thai. You know, Thai.
Like that. Yeah.
Of course. So, like, that's a fresh idea. Go after that, people, instead of the freaking revivals.
Yeah. Here's an idea for a show. Mm. Korean grocery owner in Brooklyn's kid is interested in a round-the-way African-American girl. It's like a Romeo Juliet, but it's like Korea versus
Black culture.
Haiti or something. Yeah. Yeah, make her Caribbean. Oh, yes. That would be good.
Yes, make her Haitian. Make her Trini. I don't know. I don't know what that was either.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, or something. Lord. Like, yeah. I want to see more of us. Like, and I'm not saying that, you know, Murphy Brown could be funny, but I don't, like, I could just turn on my TV and always see that. Like, I want to see something different. I like.
It's time for different. It's time.
Yeah. I want to know more Asian stories.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know enough Asian people in my life. Like, I want to know what they're going through.
I hear you. I watch my K-dramas. That's my moving out and watching other things just to see other things and other people on them. You know, on the screen and stuff, you know.
Yeah. And then you just find that it's exactly the same. Like, we're the more different the more different we are or seem,
The same. It is. Like, that whole situation in, like, Crazy Rich Asians where the mother is trying to, like,
come between them like, and all the rest of it. Money.
Well, yeah, not the money part, but if you take the money part out of it.
No, keep the money part in there. Who knew? Did you know that?
I had no idea.
There was, like, a whole situation in Singapore?
I had no idea, but unofficial super producer Peps was like, oh, yeah, it's true. I was like,
husband said that too. He's like, I watched a thing once. Yeah. Where you could drive your car into a building because they were so out of space, like, for real estate, that basically there's a built-in garage elevator in your house. Just like crazy real estate he saw. And he's like, you have to know that people have money if they're, like, trying to be in, you know, do things like that to innovate. And I was like, I had no idea. I would have rethought this whole situation. I love my husband. So awesome. Yay.
We alcohol. Love
anyway.
Too funny.
But yeah, I told my nephew this weekend, I was like, you know, this is good. I was like, so what's school like? What's high school like?
Yeah.
We should have him on.
Oh, yeah.
There's a, I was like, what's the demographics? He's like, you know, mostly white, actually mostly Asian, then white. And I was like, Asian, now you're talking. Let's get into that. I was like, don't be like your auntie. Like, explore the possibilities.
Explore all possibilities.
Yeah.
Like, hello, Hottie from Insecure. I don't think we had a chance to fully talk about the hotness that was Andrew.
Someone we both know and love tried to hate on Asian Bae.
What?
About his teeth. He's hot. His teeth are jacked. I'm like, oh, no, sir.
Wait.
I refute you and I refute your allegations.
I not refute. I also rebuke you and rebuke the words coming out of your mouth.
I Googled, like, every picture. I was like, look at Asian Bae's teeth. Not only is his hair fabulous, his teeth are healthy. His gum situation is popping. Are you mad? Yeah. Like, the hate for Asian Bae.
The nerve, exactly. The nerve. The unmitigated gall. I mean, does he not know that we're part of the Andrew army? We should actually end the show. We've been going on for a bit.
Yeah. I like it. We went on a tangent.
Yeah. We might call that this episode Tangent.
Exactly. We went on the London edition.
Yeah.
Because I think we spent a lot of time trying to strategize your stalking.
Yes, exactly. And how to make this happen. I've got several places to try now. What were we talking? We were just talking about how, like,
we want to hear more stories about more people who are not necessarily white.
Yes. All right, guys, we're going to start to wrap this up. As usual, we'll say go to our website, whatsheonabout.com, where you'll find links to our Twitter and our Instagram. Same across both platforms, the WSOA show. Drop us a review. Rate and subscribe. You know, we'll totally read those comments on our podcast to thank you for leaving said comments. We really, really appreciate it. It's a stand-up thing for you guys to do. We like it. We like it a lot. It is. It is. We appreciate it so much. And in fact, what we'll do right now is read the latest one that we received.
Ooh,
as a thank you, and we'll just continue to do these. Our last comment came from Olivia 2713. The subject was "Love it." These ladies are absolutely hilarious. Oh, thank you, Olivia. Engaging, relevant, and entertaining. This podcast has it all. Olivia, highly recommend to fans of comedy and anyone needing a little ghetto action news in their life.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about Kay Michelle and some weird white girl in a golf cart coming to her house.
Wait, what happened?
I digress.
Wait, we also didn't talk about, who's that chick from The Parent Trap trying to steal some kids in Syria?
Oh, not Syria. Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, Lindsay Lohan. I don't know if you saw that video. First
I
of all,
understand.
She was live streaming that, live streaming this on her own Instagram Live, where she found like a family like on the street. I don't remember what country she was in. And at first, it looked like she was offering to get them like a hotel room. She's talking in some weird accent. She keeps saying like Pakistan, Pakistan this, Pakistan that. And then she tries to then she accuses them of trafficking the kids, and she's like, come with me. She's trying to take one of the kids away from their mama. You know, that mama like floored her. She just punched her right in the face, and she immediately goes to the ground, and she's like, oh my God, and then starts crying. It's like, bitch, you brought it on yourself. How you trying to take someone's child away? The fuck is wrong with you?
Oh gosh,
ghetto
I don't even have the words.
Okay,
she played herself.
Okay, she did.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
Good God.
And of course, the response was like, oh my God. And then starts crying. It's like, oh, I can't with you. Anyway,
thanks, Olivia.
Thank you, Olivia. We really appreciate that. And you too could have your beautiful comments read on the podcast. You just have to leave us one.
I think for shits and giggles, we can write the negative ones too. What do you think?
We can totally read the negative ones too, as long as you rate us 5 stars. Five stars and leave the negative review if you'd like. We'll read those too.
Funny.
As long as it's 5 stars. 5 stars. All right. So what should our earworm be? I kind of want it to be Sanford and Son's theme song.
Oh, yes, for sure. Absolutely.
Right? I think that's perfect. And you guys will see the genius that is Quincy Jones. I mean, you know the hits. You know the off the wall and you know the thriller. But do you know Sanford and Son?
Do you?
Do you?
Do you?
You gonna learn today.
Gonna learn. Hit it. We'll be right back.